Dreamscape presents Fulfillment by Barbara Dolinsky, narrated by Colleen Marlowe. Fulfillment, Chapter 1. When Diandra Casey's plane was 90 minutes late landing, she feared it was an omen. When she swept through the door of Bartholomew York's spacious penthouse apartment to find Gregory York there, she knew it had been one. Gregory York was her nemesis. Her first memory of him was when she'd been 3 and he 8, when he'd lured her into the boxwood labyrinth at his parents' Bar Harbor estate and abandoned her there. Just as she'd learned not to play with fire, she'd learned to be wary of Gregory, and if she'd been able to avoid him completely in the years subsequent to the labyrinth incident, she'd have done so. It hadn't been possible. The link between their families was complex. Not only were their parents best of friends, but their grandparents and great-grandparents had been as well. Ties dated back to the turn of the century, when Diandra's great-grandfather, Malcolm Casey, had teamed up with Greg's great-grandfather, Henry York, to open a small general store. That general store had grown into a small department store, which had grown into a larger department store, which had grown into 2, then 3, then more. K-Corp had evolved, and the posh chain known as Casey and York, with branches in the most select and sophisticated of cities, rivaled none. Within K-Corp, though, there were rivals galore. Each of the 7 stores was run by a Casey or a York.